Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
This Wednesday's edition of The Soul of Business is with Timothy Goh, and we're talking about the Singapore Cricket Club because it's been rooted deep in Singapore's history with a strong legacy in sports played at recreational and competitive levels. And this afternoon, we welcome Sharbaljit Singh, Singapore Cricket Club president, to discuss their multitude of outreach programs, their work with Children's Cancer Foundation, and their sports care program as well. Good afternoon and welcome to Workday Afternoon, Sharbaljit Singh.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks.
All right. We talk about the Singapore Cricket Club. Of course, we know what it is, where it is, but you have outreach, society outreach programs. Tell me more about that.
So we've got, we're lucky to play the sports that we play, and we've always felt that we must give back to society what other people don't have. And that's the reason why we've been doing charity, not only in Singapore, but other places. We've been working with Sports Care for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Our Rugby Academy does weekly and monthly sessions with kids from different missions. We do wheelchair rugby, for the disabled. It's quite a sight to see these guys, the way they play rugby. You know, one would think they would be gentle, but these guys are quite tough and rough. We had our under 17 rugby boys team that's shaved mm-hmm. off the hair in sport of cancer.
Okay.
We've got the cricket, our cricket teams are organizing a pink match for awareness of breast cancer. So the different programs that we keep trying to do, we've got a youth football home in Phuket that our boys, the Padang Tik, support. In fact, the ambition of these guys is to try and make these kids in Phuket become professional players. Mm-hmm. Some of them already got contracts with the professional clubs in Thailand. Seven of them went to Schalke in Bundesliga for trials.
Wow. Okay.
One of them is already playing professional football in Finland. So we do try and do these different programs to try and give back to community what we have.
Okay, let's go back to some of the things you mentioned earlier. So sports care program is for younger sports enthusiasts. What exactly is it for and how do people get involved in this?
So Sports Care is a program run by Sports Singapore. It is the charity arm of Sports Singapore. Mm-hmm. And they help sports for the disabled, for the underprivileged, all ages. Try and take sports out to people who don't have sports. We have been doing with Sports Care for quite some time, but this year we're raising money for charity for Sports Care too. And that's thanks to the Prime Minister. It was his suggestion that, if you're raising money for charity, why don't we take up Sports Care since we're a sports club?
Right.
And sports is close to our heart. And that's why Sports Care has taken a big focus of energies in this bicentennial year.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that they are involved in cricket training or their interest is in cricket. It's any kind of sport.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all sports. It's just basically fitness in all sports.
Okay. And your cancer program as well, Children's Cancer Foundation, how are you involved in this effort?
So we're basically raising awareness for cancer. We're going to have a cricket match to make people aware of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. We've got under 17 rugby teams that does a shift of the heads to show solidarity with cancer patients. So it's more doing programs to try and make people aware and outreach towards cancer patients.
And how did you get involved in regional sports? Like you were talking about the football efforts in Phuket.
So we've got, we've actually called the cricket club, but we have 13 different sports.
Oh, okay.
We've got rugby, hockey, right. Cricket. We've got about 7 outdoor sports and 6 indoor sports. In fact, some of our tournaments, for example, the rugby sevens, mm-hmm. it is the oldest Asian sevens tournament.
Wow.
It is in its 72nd edition this year. We get teams from Australia, South Africa, from Europe, really good players that come and play at the club. Our teams go out to different parts of the world. We played rugby in South America. We go play cricket in Europe, in England, in Australia. We've got football that we go travel all over the world, in Hong Kong, in different places to play. Mm-hmm. So our teams have been traveling to different parts of the world to play. And we invite teams from different parts of the world to come and play at the club. And that's where we get to go out and, meet and people from different parts.
So your outreach program for Sports Cares for Children's Cancer Foundation, Has this been going on for quite some time now, or is this relatively new?
It's been going on. We've been doing charity work with different organizations for quite some time.
Okay.
We've taken sports care about a couple of years back, about 3-4 years back, when our rugby academy has been doing a lot of work for them. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were featured on some of the television shows about the work they've done.
Right.
There's a beautiful testimonial of a mom who comes up and says that how her son's life has changed since he started playing rugby. He's showing more discipline. You know, he's doing his homework. He's showing more pride in himself. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful testimonial of, you know, a mom with tears in her eyes and saying her son's life has changed with the outreach program. So we have been stepping out into schools, into missions, into underprivileged homes for quite some time. Sports care per se, in terms of raising money for them, is something we are doing this year.
And so, yeah, this year with the bicentennial year, are you putting up more effort, stepping up the outreach program for a lot more people in Singapore?
Yeah, we do.
And beyond.
We are doing. You know, we, in fact, on this Saturday, we have a football tournament, a football fiesta at the club. Mm-hmm. We've got kids from sports care, kids coming in and playing there. We are in touch with them for cricket to try and see if we can go to some of the missions and coach free of cost cricket. So we are reaching out to them in different ways. Apart from raising the money, we hope to raise anywhere between $350,000 to $400,000 this year for sports care.
What is the inspiration behind the Singapore Cricket Club's efforts to do this, to give back to the community?
I think it's just about, you know, we feel very lucky to be the custodian of this historical and traditional club. Mm-hmm. We know we're very privileged to play on the Padang. And it's this feeling of feeling privileged that feels us to give back to society, especially through sports. We've seen sports to be a great character builder, a great moral booster. And we have different sections and, you know, and we always have new members who have a lot of passion and drive, and it's these guys that come up with these programs to try and reach out to the underprivileged or the disabled and pass on some of what we have through sports to them.
In your experience so far, what are the challenges you face when you're raising funds for your different outreach programs?
Yeah, I think funds are always an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult to raise funds, and a lot of good people are already contributing towards other charities and other good work, and it's difficult for them to stop their favorite charity and start contributing towards you. Mm-hmm. It's a maiden attempt to raise so much of money this year, but hopefully it'll become a routine that we'll do every year. But it's not only about the money, which is a difficult part. I think the second part of the challenges faces is quality manpower. You know,
people's time, right? People wanting to give time.
The right people's
time. Yes.
Because these people have so much of motivation and passion that they can drive what probably 5 or 10 people struggle to drive.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a change in the way people take part in your outreach program? And given these day and age when everyone is so busy, especially people, like you said, quality people with the right skills, has there been a change in attitude? Are they more willing to help, or are they less willing to help?
I think they're much more willing to help. I think when you see firsthand yourself, mm-hmm. what it means to the other person, to the disabled or the disadvantaged, it drives a certain fire within you. Mm-hmm. It's like I said about the wheelchair rugby.
Right.
It's amazing to see these guys play rugby. You know, they are aggressive, they are tough, they have pride, they won't let anybody go past them. And there's basically no difference between them, their ambitions and their wants, than us. It's just that we feel because they are disabled or, you know, that or handicapped, that they don't have the same ambitions. When people see that, it drives them. Mm-hmm. You know, and the same thing about the Phuket. When these guys go down to the Phuket youth football home, they come back all fired up, raising money, doing different things, buying kit. We invite the kids from, you know, from Thailand every year to our soccer sevens. Members put them up in their own homes, and
wow.
These kids are treated to a wonderful weekend of movies, treats, and, you know, it's probably the best time of their life. And the members are so happy after they've given that weekend to these kids from orphanages.
All right, Baljit, looking towards the future now, what sort of initiatives do you have planned with the Singapore Cricket Club that people can look out for if they do want their children to be part of it, or if they want to volunteer their time or, you know, raise, set aside money to raise funds for the Singapore Cricket Club?
So we've got, you know, we are primarily a sports club, mm-hmm. and I believe we have a huge sporting assets. We have academies among in different sports. In fact, a lot of our kids play for Singapore. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got kids who have won SEA Games medals, Asian Games medals. So going forward, we're trying to professionalize these academies. We're trying to hire full-time professional coaches. Right now, they're staffed by members who give up their time and coach kids. Mm-hmm. We've just hired a full-time coach, an Englishman, for cricket. And we've seen the quality of the program and the outreach has increased tremendously. And that's what we plan to do, try and get more professional coaches. We're trying to get the kids, the Singapore kids, to go abroad for internships in different countries. You know, if you want to play cricket, you have to be in Australia or India. You want to play rugby, you have to be in Australia or South Africa. So we're trying to send these kids overseas internships with some of the better developed sporting nations for the kids to feel firsthand what it's like to be so competitive in these
places. To level up to that kind of professionalism and skill, right?
Right.
Sounds good, Baljit. Sure, Baljit Singh is the president of the Singapore Cricket Club, talking to us about their outreach programs. And I just found out for myself, it's more than just cricket at the Singapore Cricket Club. That is good to know. Thank you very much, Sir Baljit Singh, for joining us here on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks. Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.